Let's look at John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音的17章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 17.
这是主耶稣分离前的祷告。
And this was the prayer of Jesus before his departure.
那我们一起来学习我们在服事神当中到底要为着什么祷告。
Now we're going to learn together in our service to the Lord, what actually do we need to pray for?
在 美国总会有设立一个祷告网。
In the USGA, there is a prayer group in the net.
就是每个礼拜把需要全国代祷的用网络传达各教会来帮忙代祷。
So any prayer request will be spread to this e-group to all the different churches.
那确实也有一些果效。
Actually, we can see some results from this work.
神听我们祷告, 所以有一些神的恩典降临。
So, because God has answered our prayers, we can see the grace of God.
但是我们仔细看哦, 就是包括其他教会大概也差不多, 我们要求代祷的, 绝大部分都是病痛, 这样的医治。
Most of the time, the prayer request would include healing for sicknesses.
那这个病痛得医治, 当然也可以求神, 神是发怜悯的神。
Obviously, we can ask the Lord to heal our illnesses because He's a merciful God.
但是, 我们在服事神为众圣徒的代祷, 应该不只是, 为着病痛而已。
And in our prayer, and in our service to the Lord, our prayers should not just be restricted to praying for illnesses.
当我们的灵性一直在成长, 我们对事情的, 看法会越来越深入。
As we start to grow and mature spiritually, our understanding and our perspective of things will start to mature as well.
那更深入就进到灵里面来看事情了。
So when we go deeper into our perspective, we would be able to view things from a spiritual level.
那我们就发现有很多的事情哦, 我们肉眼看起来没有问题, 在灵里面真的是需要代祷。
And when we have this kind of understanding on a human perspective, things might seem to be alright, but in the spirit, we can see trouble brewing.
好像老底家教会, 在人的肉眼看起来好像没有问题。
For example, the church in Laodicea, from a human perspective, seems to be alright.
但从属灵上看起来问题很多。
But from a spiritual perspective, they are full of problems.
那从肉眼看起来这是要感谢神。
From physical viewpoint, this seems to be something that we thank God for.
但是从灵里面看起来，老底家教会是需要代祷。
But in the spirit, we see that Laodicean church requires prayers.
所以我们看主耶稣这个代祷在十五章里面提到的比较少这些肉体上的事情。
So in chapter 17, we see that Jesus did not pray for many of the physical aspects.
我们现在看在这一章里面他所求的几件事情。Let's
look at a few things that Jesus prayed for in this chapter.
第五节,
verse 5.
所父啊,现在求你使我同享荣耀,就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。Verse
5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
主耶稣求天父 让他能够在天国享受荣耀。
And he asked the Father to give him glory that he had in heaven.
那是未有世界以前他本来就有的荣耀。
This was the glory that Jesus had before the world was formed.
所以他最后要回到天国再去享这个荣耀。
So he's going to ascend back to heaven to enjoy this glory.
那这个也是我们从神得到一个很大的应许。 我们人生一个很大的盼望。
This is also a great promise and grace and hope that we had in our life.
我们到天国, 要来享受神的荣耀。
That is, in future, we are going to heaven to enjoy this glory.
那这是, 我们一生所要从神得到最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing that we are going to receive from God in our life.
所以圣经告诉我们, 我们, 将来要亲眼看见他的本体。
And the Bible tells us that we will see Jesus as He is in future.
看到神是什么?
We can see who God really is.
当然我们要看到神的荣耀。
Obviously, we will see the glory of God.
好像主耶稣在遍茂山上容貌显现。
And just like on the Mount of Transfiguration, the appearance of Jesus changed and transformed.
衣服洁白,
his garments was white.
那虽然在山上,
although on the mountains there was nothing. But Peter was totally satisfied. Peter said, it is so good for us to be here. And he wanted to set up tents and stay there.
所以一个很短暂看到遍茂山上那个遍茂的主, 那彼得是多么的满足。
We can see how Peter was so satisfied with seeing the transfigured Jesus.
那个满足已经超越了, 他在山上那种很简单的生的这个物质条件。
So this satisfaction has transcended the poor physical condition that he had on the mountain.
那将来我们要面对面见到神。
In future, we are going to see God face to face.
那一种满足,那一种喜乐,应该是完全的。
That kind of satisfaction and joy should be complete.
这就是神应许给我们的。
This is what God has promised to give us.
所以第五节是主耶稣的祈求。
So verse 5 is the prayer of Jesus.
要同享创世以前。
He asked the Father to give him the glory which he had before the world was.
但是主耶稣在求这件事情之前，我们看第四节，他怎么说？
Before he asked for this glory, what did he say in verse 4?
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事情我已经成全了。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
这是主耶稣的一个报告。
So this is a report of Jesus to the Father.
对神给他的托付, 他一个总结,
so he made a conclusion on the work that he had done, which the Lord had entrusted, which the Father had entrusted. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
那这样接下去第五节他才求想得荣耀。
Only then did he ask the Father for this glory.
所以我们大家很希望将来天国的福分很大。
All of us hope that in future we would have a great share in the blessings in heaven.
但是天国的福分应该跟第四节有关系。
But our share in heaven would be related to verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你。
I have glorified you on the earth.
那你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
所以主耶稣很清楚知道神差他来地上目的是什么。
So Jesus was very clear about the objective why God has sent him to the world.
要把人从罪里面救出来。
To deliver man from sin.
要把神的国, 从天上带到地上。
To bring the kingdom of God from heaven to earth.
那在他要离世之前,
Before he departed from the world,
他能够有一个交代, 我已经成全了。
He's able to give a report to God that I have done your work.
我已经荣耀了你。
I have glorified you.
所以我们来参加这个志工训练。
When we have come for this volunteer training,
虽然我们不是全职的,
although we are not full-time workers,
但是神对我们有托付,
but God has entrusted this mission to us.
神因为我们立志行事都是神的灵在感动我们,
because whenever we made any resolution to do anything, it is the Spirit of God which is inspiring us.
所以几年之后我们, 常常会在想, 那到底我几年来我, 立志要当非洲的义工, 我这个工作有没有完成?
So a few years later, you might be reflecting on yourselves to see whether you have done what you have resolved to do in Africa.
当然这会包括很多的牺牲, 也包括很多的受苦。
Obviously, this would include a lot of sacrifices and suffering.
就好像主耶稣要完成神的托付, 他所经历的道路, 不是我们一般人, ,能够想象的。
Just like when Jesus wanted to accomplish his work, he had to go through hardships that we cannot imagine.
但是他靠着神的帮助, 能够完成神给他的托付。
But through the help of God, he was able to complete his mission.
能够荣耀神。
He was able to glorify God.
所以我们在这个过程啊, 要不断地求神帮助我们。
So throughout this whole process, we must ask God to continue to guide us.
赐给我们力量, 让我们从软弱变成刚强。
To give us strength so that we can turn from weakness to strength.
让我们能够克服一些困难。
So that we can overcome all kinds of difficulties and sufferings.
那将来我们可以向神, 报告, 我当初所要做的工作, 你吩咐我的,
so that we can report to God to say that I have finished the work that I have resolved to do for you.
所以, 这是, 一个祈祷的内容。
So this is the content of his prayer.
好, 我们再看, 17章。
let's look at the same chapter, chapter 17.
17章的十一节。
We read verse 11.
约翰福音十七章的十一节。
John chapter 17 verse 11.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因为你所赐给我的名保守，叫他们合而为一。
Now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one.
好，那看十二节。
Verse 12.
我与他们同在的时候，因为你所赐给我的名，保守了他们，护卫了他们。这个主耶稣就在讲，当他还在世界的时候，因为神所赐给他的名，主这个名啊，神保守了他们。
So Jesus said that while he was with them in the world, he has kept these people in his name, in the name of God.
那这是因为主不断的代祷。
Because the Lord has continued to pray and intercede.
那现在主耶稣要回到父那里去。
Now Jesus is going back to the Father.
他最挂心的一件事情就是合一。
And the matter that he's most concerned about is about unity.
因为他的名只有一个。
Because he has only one name.
他只有一个身体。
There's only one body.
所以这么多人要保守合一，这需要神的工作。
So in order to keep everyone in the one name and one body, he needs the work of God, power of God.
所以我们在看《使徒行传》呢，120个人同心合一这是神迹。
So in Acts, we can see 120 people in one accord. This is a miracle.
因为我们现在看现在的婚姻，只有两个人，有时候都合不来就到最后搞到离婚。
We look at the marriage. There's only two persons involved, and in the end, some of them end up in a divorce.
然后在家里如果再有两代之间，有时候也合不来。
And sometimes if there are two generations in a household, they cannot get along.
有的婆媳之间也合不来。
And some there are some problems between the in-laws as well.
所以一个小小的家庭要合一都不简单。
It is not easy even to have unity in one small family unit.
那这个家庭里面有姻亲，也有血亲，也有爱。
And we talk about the blood relations as well as a relationship with the in-laws.
那要合一都很难。
It's not easy to have a unity even in such circumstances.
那在教会里面
，So what about in the church?
我们不是靠姻亲，也不是靠血亲。
We do not have blood relations or in-laws relationship.
属世的关系差不多都没有关系。
And most of the time we are not related in a physical sense.
那在教会要合一，这是更难。
So it is even more difficult to be united in the church.
所以使徒教会那个核心的一群120个人能够同心合一，这是神的感动。
So for 120 people to be in one accord, that is due to the inspiration of God.
然后来到3000个人。
Later on, we had 3,000 people.
也能够同心合一。
And all of them were in one accord.
这个是神的。真的是听了天父的主耶稣的祷告保守他们。
So we can see that God has answered the prayer of Jesus to preserve them.
所以这个教会的合一要从这个教会带领人的合一。
So the unity in the church must begin with unity in the church leaders.
也就是这个核心的合一。
So they must be united in their hearts and mind.
那这个合一需要天父在保守我们。
And to have this kind of unity, we require the preservation of our Father.
所以我们要常常为着教会合一祷告。
So we need to continue to pray for the unity in the church.
因为我们看到主耶稣还没有升天以前我们看这些门徒就有一点问题。
We see that before Jesus went up to heaven, there are some problems among the disciples.
那当然，所以主耶稣要升天以前，当然会有挂虑。
So that is why before Jesus ascended to heaven, he had some worries.
那怎么样合一？
So how are they going to be united?
我们看23节。
We read verse 23.
17章23节。
John 17 verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合一。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
所以这里告诉我们，合一就是我在他们里面。
In order to have unity, I must be in them.
这个我就是主耶稣。
This I refers to Jesus.
要在他们里面。
Jesus must be in them.
哦，当然，你在我里面，神在主耶稣里面。
So you and me refers to God in Jesus.
啊，神跟主耶稣是合一的。
And Jesus and God are one.
啊，那主耶稣在他们里面，那他们就完全合一。
When Jesus is in them, they will be made perfect in one.
哦，所以这个合一啊，不只是说人跟人之间的需要沟通啊，或者说啊。世俗的话要妥协
so in
这是比较外表
in order to have unity we not only require a compromise as well as
communication、oh, 啊、真正的合一是因为主在我们里面
the true unity lies in having God being among us
那这个合一才能够经得起考验
only then can this unity stand the test of time
那这个合一需要主来赏赐保守
And this kind of unity must be given by God and preserved by God.
那约翰一书里面呢、啊，在提到所谓住在主里面呢、啊，大概离不开三件事情。
So in the epistles of John, if he talks about abiding in Christ, there are three things that we cannot lack.
就是他的道、他的灵跟他的爱。
That is his word, his spirit, and his love.
啊，如果这三样都在我们心里面
，if we have all these three items in our heart.
那就合一了。
Then we can be united.
因为神的爱
Because of the love of God.
所以我们能够彼此接纳
That is why we are able to accept one another.
有缺点彼此能够接纳赦免包容
We are able to forbear with one another, forgive and accept.
那因为道
Because of the word.
我们对道的看法认识一样
Because we have the same understanding about the word of God.
所以就合一了
Then we can be united.
所以使徒行传十五章发现了一个困难
In Acts chapter 15, they encountered a difficulty.
这可能会使教会分裂
It could have caused division in the church.
就是外邦人信主要不要受割礼？因为有的说跟得救有关，有的说不跟得救没有关。
Because they were considering the issue whether they need to circumcise the Gentile believers for salvation. Some claim that this is necessary.
但是这个问题解决了，大家对道的看法一样了，结果圣工就开始发展。
So once they resolved this question, when they had the same understanding, the church started to grow.
所以主在我们里面啊，让我们合一，就是他的道。
So when God is in us and we are united, that's because His word abides in us.
当然，圣灵会赐给我们合而为一的心。
Obviously, the Holy Spirit will grant us this spirit of unity.
所以使徒行传每一个人都被圣灵充满。
That is why in Acts we see that everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的感动而合而为一。
Because of the motivation of Holy Spirit, they were united.
所以今天我们要为着教会的合一代祷。
So we need to pray for the unity in the church.
要从教会这个带领人的合一开始。
We must start off with the leaders in the church.
这是主耶稣的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jesus.
第二个，我们再看第三个。
Let's look at the third point.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
主耶稣不求我们离开世界。
Jesus did not pray that we should depart from the world.
所以我们要住在这个世界，做盐做光，为他见证。
That is why we must live in this world and to become the light and the salt of the world to bear testimony for Jesus.
但是世界的王就是魔鬼。
But we know that the king of the world is the devil.
那我们要求神保守我们每一个人不要进入魔鬼的试探里面。
But we must pray that we will not enter into the temptation laid by the devil.
神一定可以帮助我们，但是我们要不断的亲近神，保守自己，也求神保守我们。
God can definitely help us, but we must continue to draw near to God and ask Him for help.
我们看主耶稣拣选十二个门徒。
We see when Jesus chose the 12 disciples.
这是跟在主的身旁。
These are people that followed Jesus.
看到耶稣，听到耶稣，摸到主耶稣。
They heard Jesus, they've seen Jesus, they've touched Jesus.
但是魔鬼能够把一个打倒。
But the devil was able to defeat one of them.
把他吞掉。
Devil was able to devour one of them.
还有一个已经快被打倒了。
And there was one who was almost to the point of defeat.
因为主的带导，所以他软弱再回头。
But because of the intercession of Jesus, he was able to turn back and strengthen himself.
所以如果我们没有靠神。
So if we do not rely on God,
有时候虽然圣工做很多，到最后，被恶者吞掉了。
We may have done a lot of work for the Lord, but we may be devoured by the evil one in the end.
所以我们要常常求神保守我们。
So we must pray that God will protect us and preserve us.
自己保守在神的爱里面。
We must keep ourselves in the love of God.
那虽然有很多恶者的引诱、试探，还有攻击。
Although there may be lots of temptations, tests, and attacks from the devil.
我们才能够做完神的托付，然后进到神的国里面。
If we do so, we are able to finish our mission and enter into the kingdom of God.
所以这个主的主耶稣的门徒啊，这个是一个活生生的见证啊，一个活生生的例子，我们一定要铭记在心。
So the example of Jesus's disciple is something that we must keep in our mind.
没有一个人没有神的保守能够站得稳。
And no one can stand without the preservation of God.
我们常常求神啊，保守我们脱离那恶者。
We must pray continually to ask God to protect us from the evil one.
所以有时候我们在看哦，你如果小时候照那个学生联会的照片
，If you look at the photos taken at the student spiritual convocation,
那你在看这个经过两年再照的照片
，And you look at the photo that's taken 2 years later,
你发现很多已经不见了
，And you discover that many of the students have disappeared.
再过五年再照的照片，大概一半已经不见了
，And after 5 years, you see that half of the students have disappeared.
那你仔细看那些人跑到哪里去
？You ask yourself, where have all these people gone?
真的有一些已经从教会消失了
，Actually, some of them have disappeared from the church.
所以真的我们要求神保守每个信徒脱离恶者。
So we should pray that God will keep us from the evil one, all the members from the evil one.
那有时候这个工人的照片，好像我们在下面那个合照工人的照片，我们在那东石会做的义工啊。
For example, the photos of the workers of God. For example, the photo we have taken volunteers for Africa.
我们希望这永远不要发生。
We hope that this kind of scenario will never happen.
但是这要求神保守每一个人。
But we must ask God to keep all of us.
如果没有求神常常保守我们
，If we do not pray that God will keep us，
可能以后里面会有人不见了。
You may find that in future some of us may have disappeared.
我们是有心志要做工
，We may have the heart to serve God，
但是不见了。
But we may have disappeared，
被魔鬼吞掉了。
We have been devoured by the devil.
所以我们要求神保守我。
So we must ask God to keep us.
要警醒祷告。
We must watch and pray.
因为魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
Because the devil is like a roaring lion.
这是非常可怕的，这是我们见得到的。
And this is something that is very fearful.
但是神会保守我们，神会帮助我们得胜。
But God will keep us and God will help us to become victorious.
我们再看17节。
We read verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
神的国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
In the kingdom of God, it is the new heavens and new earth. There is the righteousness of God.
通往神的国那一条道路是义道。
And the way to the kingdom of God is a path of righteousness.
所以成圣是我们一个努力的功夫。
So sanctification is something that we must strive to do.
求神用真理来洗净我们，让我们成圣。
And we pray that God will sanctify us by His truth.
帮助我们，让我们的生活能够真理化。
So that our lives can be in accordance to the truth.
好像主耶稣，我们看到所讲的话，他的生活就是在代表他所传的那个真理。
So we see that when Jesus preached, His own life speaks the truth.
所以我常常遇到一些中年来信主的，这样说。
And I often encounter some believers who came to believe in their middle age. They often said this to me.
他信主久以后，他常常在问一个问题：到底我正常不正常
？And they would ask me a question: Am I normal or abnormal?
因为他在回到他的工作场所，在面对他世界的朋友，他发现他每一个观念都要改，跟别人不一样。
So because they discover when they go back to work in the society, they find that all their concepts are different, and he has to change all his thinking.
所以到最后，他只要想到底是我正常还是他们正常。
So they ask themselves this question: Am I normal or are they normal?
所以我们要求神用真理让我们成圣。
So we must ask God to help us to be sanctified by His truth.
我们现在这个世界真的需要圣洁。
So we require holiness in this world.
很多的家庭都有这个宽频的这个进到我们在家里面 broadband.
Right. In many households, we have broadband internet connection.
速度很快。
we have very fast speed of connection.
每个月配我付了几十磅啊，那个这个宽频的服务，这本来是很方便的。
So broadband we pay some amount for every month.
但是如果没有用真理让我们成圣哦，那魔鬼就从那个地方进来。
But if we are not sanctified by the truth, then the devil can enter to the internet.
我花了几十块钱邀请魔鬼进到我们家来试探我。
So we pay a monthly fee and we invite the devil into our house.
所以这个世界真的是需要神的真理才有办法圣洁。
So in this world, we need the truth of God so that we can be sanctified.
所以我们为着我们众圣徒也要这样祷告。
So for the sake of all the believers, we need to pray in this manner.
第一个
First of all,
第九节十一节。
First of all, verse 11.
求神保守我们，让我们合一。
So that we can be may be one.
十五节。
Verse 15.
求神保守我们脱离那恶者。
We pray that we will be kept from the evil one.
十七节。
Verse 17.
求神帮助我们用真理使我们成圣。
We ask the Lord to help us so that we can be sanctified by the truth.
所以我们常常为这个为自己祷告，也为着众教会来祷告。
We must pray for ourselves and pray for the church.
好，我们还有半个钟头，我们一起来祈祷。
We've got half an hour. Let's pray together.
如果你要接受按手，请你到中间这里来，或者前面来祷告。
If you want to be, if you want to receive the laying on of hands, please come to the center.